sounds of independent news,
crashing the mainstream media siege.
Yo.
A march toward those who control our neighborhoods, our wages,
yeah.
And they believe that they have all the power.
Bringing you headlines for May 2011. United Workers release hidden in plain sight workers at Baltimore's Inner Harbor. On May 4th, the United Workers, an organization led by the Poor to End Poverty, released their 2 years in the making report, Hidden in Plain Sight, Workers at Baltimore's Inner Harbor. In collaboration with the National Economic and Social Rights Initiative, the United Workers conducted over 1,000 interviews with Inner Harbor workers, as well as analyzed various sources that together compile a stunning detailing of the systemic human rights abuses conducted at Baltimore's infamous area of commerce, the Inner Harbor. Unveiled in the report are workers' elaborations on the reality of having thousands of dollars deducted from their pay, either from fees or from being clocked out while working, the pervasive lack of offered health insurance, the constant threats to their job if they don't agree to work through illness, injuries, or important personal events, and that unsustainable hours and rampant harassment of all shades are the norm. In 2008, the United Workers began the Human Rights Zone campaign to fight for fair development. Their belief is that you can work collaboratively with workers and merchants to protect vital rights, such as fair working hours, sustainable conditions, and equitable pay, but still grant sustainable public economic benefits. As the Inner Harbor's busy summer season approaches, the United Workers hope to galvanize support in order to enforce that their demands be met for just and equitable worker rights. You can access their report by going to unitedworkers.org.
Sparrows Point makes steel again, an update on a story we presented last month. This past week, the steelmaking plant at Sparrows Point began producing steel once again, after being fully closed for 9 months. Once known as Bethlehem Steel and employing over 35 workers at its peak, the plant, now recently under the management of RG Steel, a subsidiary of the New York-based holding company, the Renco Group, will have 500 workers operate the L blast furnace. The Renco Group is known to have a poor environmental track record at its other holdings, having faced environmental lawsuits and exorbitant fines and fees for its pollution.
Shom Rheem trial postponed. According to a police report, on November 19, 2010, Eli and Avi Watersheim attacked a 15-year-old African-American Northwestern high school student as he was walking along Falstaff Road. They broke the teen's hand in the attack. There are no signs that the teen provoked his attackers, and numerous accounts point to extremely racially charged motivations. Eli is a former member of Israeli Special Forces and a current member of the Orthodox Jewish vigilante organization, Shom Rheem. Shom Rheem is a closely knit first response group that, while only having legally granted civilian rights, states that they aim to protect the Jewish community through the Jewish community, regardless of city police intervention. In January, felony charges were dropped to be replaced by 3 counts of misdemeanors: second-degree assault, possession of a deadly weapon, and false imprisonment. The Watersheim's trial was scheduled to begin on May 2nd. As the trial date approached, it was quickly rescheduled to Tuesday, July 12th, at the request of Watersheim's lawyers for further preparation time.
Maryland Dream Act signed. After much anticipation and battle, this past week, Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley signed the Maryland Dream Act. The bill will allow for undocumented immigrant students to receive in-state tuition and rates at universities and colleges. This finally comes after the state voted for the bill in the mid-spring during the final hours of Maryland's regular legislative session. The bill would not have made it thus far without the relentless efforts of activist students, community organizations, and immigrant rights organizations. Gustavo Torres, executive director of Casa de Maryland, one such immigrant rights organization, stated, "Today in Maryland, we are making a declaration that despite federal failure to fix a terribly broken immigration system, our state recognizes the talents of immigrant and student leaders and the basic human dignity of their families." He went on to add, "Let's hope that Washington hears this drumbeat for change." Georgia anti-immigrant bill. In related news, the state legislature of Georgia passed anti-immigrant legislation in the mid-spring, and the state governor, Nathan Deal, signed it into law this past week. The bill, titled HB 87, is similar to the well-known anti-immigrant legislation proposed in Arizona, titled HB 1070, that seeks to criminalize undocumented migrants and immigrants. Aside from allowing police to question people about their immigration status, HB 87 mandates sanctions for people who harbor or transport undocumented migrants. The signing of the bill did not go unnoticed, however, as hundreds of protesters congregated around the Georgia State Capitol the night of the signing. Also, the Office of the Secretary of Foreign Affairs of the Mexican government issued a statement stating that the law, quote, potentially will affect the civil and human rights of Mexicans that live or visit that region, end quote. Mexican government officials went on to state that it, quote, criminalizes migration and opens space for the possible improper application and use of the law by local authorities, end quote.
Over 20,000 turn out to protest NYC's budget cuts. New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg has proposed to cut billions from the public spending budget, grossly affecting teachers, education programs, housing, transportation, HIV/AIDS programs, and more. Nearly 5,000 teachers are expected to lose their jobs. Nearly $30 million promised funding for the homeless is expected to disappear. Numerous organizations have critically examined Bloomberg's budget and have made calls to reinstate the millionaire tax, which would end subsidies to large companies, and to renegotiate contracts with the city's big banks that organizers claim are the main source swallowing public funds. By following these proposed measures, it appears that New York City could save $1.5 billion and thousands of people's jobs. On Thursday, May 12th, over 20,000 demonstrators turned out on the steps of Wall Street to protest Bloomberg's proposed cuts. Initially organized as a splinter of cell protests marching around the vicinities of Wall Street, the scores of demonstrators eventually converged into one mass onto the financial district. Bloomberg states that the cuts are sacrifices that the public must make to survive these tough economic times. Bloomberg also has an untouched $3.2 billion budget surplus. Gib Surrett, a local member of United Auto Workers, stated, "We're being told there's nothing left in the cupboard for children, poor people, sick people, job development, or just about anything else we need. We've sacrificed enough. Wall Street is handing out bonus checks. We've come for what's ours. We created all of this wealth."
No more blood. Mass mobilization against the drug war. From May 5th through the 8th, Mexico experienced massive demonstrations rejecting an end to the cartel and government violence related to the drug war declared by Mexico's president Felipe Calderón in 2006. Carrying signs that read, "No more blood," an estimated 100,000 Mexican citizens filled the streets demanding for the end of the violence, corruption, and impunity being perpetrated by drug cartels, the Mexican military, and police. This past year in particular has seen a drastic spike in the violence of the roughly 40,000 people that have been killed due to drug-related violence in the past 5 years. The demonstrators presented a citizens' pact that demands 6 points. 1. Resolution of the assassinations and disappearances and the naming of the victims. 2. An end to the war strategy and adoption of a citizen security strategy. 3. Effective measures against corruption and impunity. 4. A focused attack on the economic roots and criminal revenue streams, including money laundering. 5. Immediate action to the plight of youth and effective actions to rebuild a broken society, including reorienting the budget to education, health, culture, and employment. 6. Participatory democracy.
Announcements. Baltimore History Evenings. Where do we go from here? The 20th anniversary of the Baltimore Book. Thursday, May 19th, 2011, 7 p.m. at the Village Learning Place, 2521 St. Paul Street. This month, Baltimore History Evenings takes an in-depth look at the groundbreaking piece, The Baltimore Book. Celebrating its 20th anniversary in print, The Baltimore Book revolutionized the city's critical history by popping open the lid on issues from labor to race and gender relations to much more. The Baltimore City Historical Society and the Village Learning Place invite you to spend an evening discussing what this book gave to Baltimore and how we begin to look forward from the past.
Charm City Boys celebrates 9 years. Thursday, May 19th, 10 p.m. at Grand Central Station, 1001 North Charles Street. Baltimore's much-beloved and renowned drag king and community performance troupe, Charm City Boys, celebrates 9 years of exploratory gender-bending performances with a fan appreciation show. They promise an amazing show to thank all those who've supported them on this fabulous gender playground whirlwind.
Catonsville 9 commemorated. Saturday, May 21st, 12 p.m. at Catonsville Post Office, 1001 Frederick Road. The Baltimore Phil Berrigan Memorial Chapter of Veterans for Peace commemorate the 9 peace activists who, 43 years ago, took draft files from the Catonsville Draft Board Office and burned them in a local parking lot. They were later sent to prison for this action. In a vigil, the community aims to commemorate their courageous action.
Anti-Hate Prom, Saturday, May 21st, 9 p.m. at the Windup Space, 12 West North Avenue. Come celebrate International Day Against Homophobia with Hollaback Beemore, the GLCCB, and the Den this weekend. Wear what you would have worn to prom if there were no fear. Dance with who you wish as if there were no hate. Rally to end bigotry through celebrating who you are. Tickets are $5 with prom attire and $7 without. All proceeds go to benefit the mentioned sponsoring organizations. Those are the headlines of Sounds of Independent News. Please send your suggestions or headlines to independentreader@gmail.com. Also, check out our host site at indiereader.org.